Blog Talk Radio.
Check, one, two.
Welcome to Flavors. Sit down. Have a cup of flavor.
Blessings and welcome to Flavor Coffee House Online Radio Style. I am excited to be here on the air with you today. I was checking the numbers. I don't generally try to check the numbers too frequently on the shows, but you know, y'all did it for me last week. I am so grateful. The numbers are amazing in the archives. So just keep it up. Help spread the word. Check out what we're doing here at Flavor News and Flavor News Radio. And, you know, it's all about underground, independent, unknown artists. I want to start out today's show with a track by my family. You know, I love me some Black Sax, and you know I work very, very closely with this group out of Seattle, Washington. They are kind of the historians of hip-hop and Felicia Loud, of the soul community here. So I want to play a track off of their CD called High Rhyme Smoking Jackets, and this is called Seeds That Bust by Black Sax.
There was in this wanton act the quality of malice, except the perverse joy of inflicting injury on others. These then were the three main elements in the tension.
The rap's an artist, this is one of the smartest. Yeah, I'm tied to the hardest. It's the truth in the game. Know my name, it ain't simple and plain. But my style is, what the hell it is, it's the music is. So I tell a little story, here I rap. Don't hoard me, just spread me around. Let's get down. The city by the sea, it got too many conspiracies. So I roam with the truth, out the roof, it's the roof, So we planted and cool, like we riding down the street. It's still to the beat, it's the side of the stack, so it's complete. Yeah, if I was born, I could get many.
Implement like film off the rack, stack with them built in the past, portal all the
the math out the elders. I wonder near the point that ain't negative. Only say you too slave to model this gauge. This normal. Game is the formal. Rappers take us down from the under. Never give a bibliography. Only took the style quietly. Not Madam C. I'm a guard. Stay far from the fraud. But stumble on the carpet all the time. Cough a little. Like ignorance. Men do us statistics. Why we miss out? Posted at the precinct. Thinking of the rhyming off the jail time. Who we here? Going sparse with the dog. All the Smith range. Too many NPCs. Walk small rhyme to the front of the line. Stack always climbing. Yes.
All right, that was Black Stacks with their track Seeds That Bust off of their new EP called High Rhyme Smoking Jackets, produced by Rob Castro. I hope you're doing well. I'm going to bring you some great music today and hopefully open up the phone lines for some great sharing, great conversation. If you pay attention to this particular show, every Saturday I open up the phone lines for unknown independent artists to call in and promote themselves. It doesn't matter what the genre is. It doesn't matter what the art form is. Call in. Let's hear who you are. Let's hear about what you've got going on, if you've got a product to sell, a project you're working on, a show that's taking place, you just want us to get familiar with who you are, this is a great place to start. The call-in number is 347-857-1189. I'm going to play a few more tracks here, and then you know what? I'm going to bring my girl in. And I told her she needed to call into the show, so I'll bring her in. But I'm going to play my boy, Nuwambe. He is out of Dallas, Texas, and this is called All Mine.
Sweetness. That you will be completely mine.
All right, that was Nuwambe with All Mine, and he's one of my favorite artists out of Texas. I did an amazing, amazing feature with him on the Leopard Carpet, so if you missed it, it's definitely worth scrolling back to listen to. What I appreciate about it, Nuwambe, is, you know what, he really just shared. He shared of himself. He didn't hold his tongue when he talked about frustrations that he has dealt with in the industry. Some honestly came at me and said, you know what, he really shouldn't have went that direction, but you know what, in my opinion, he should have, and he did. So go check out the archives of Nuwambe on the Leopard Carpet with me. Welcome to Flava Coffee House Online Radio Style. This is where I get to keep my baby alive. This is where I can come and chill with you, not in person, you know, but connect with you in this way. We can share some coffee, we could share a snack, a meal, some great, great music, and some good conversation. So I'm going to play another track of an artist out of the Pacific Northwest. She's an amazing lady, amazing lady. She's got a great talent. She's one of the hottest female MCs up here. But what I love about her is she is very involved in the community, and she practices what she preaches. She not only talks the talk, she walks the walk. This is Lady Taze with Bishop Freeze. This is called Let's Get Involved.
This is Lady Taze
and Bishop Freeze
uniting to eliminate violence on women and families. All my women and men in the struggle, join in, putting violence to an end. Let's get involved. Let me hear the traffic in the police brutality. Come on, everybody, let's get involved. Eliminate the violence to women's mentality. Let it sing it loud, let's get involved.
Call the men and men that speak out. All the brothers shout, let's get involved.
All my women and men in the struggle, join in, putting violence to an end. Let's get involved. Fear of rejection, hard time stressing. I don't understand, cause I was in for a lesson. Started compromising my feelings of affection. Wanted me to do things different with the mood swings. Undereducated, thought he needed him a mood ring. I guess I underestimated one or two things. He don't know love or justice if I tied it with two strings. Now a call of action, tell me where my women be. Gotta take permission to the officers and in the street. Content, political power, and legal remedy. We gotta do it, take the tails, I hope you're feeling me. Safety planning, goal setting, invisibility. We got sisters that are hurting.
Come on, everybody, let's get involved.
Eliminate the violence, the women's
All right, let's get involved by Lady Tazze and Bishop Freeze out of the Pacific Northwest. Let me play one more song. I hope you're over there shaking in your boots. I'm not even going to call out your name yet, okay? But I'm going to bring you on pretty soon. So I want to play my girl, Monica Monet. She is like my sister. She is like my friend. She's an amazing talent for me to work with. I've learned a lot from being connected to Monica. It was an amazing experience for me to have her come to the Pacific Northwest. We did a three-day tour with her up here that was so well received that people are actually still talking about it. People are asking if she's going to be returning. There are some people, promoters, that have talked to me about potentially bringing Monica out, you know, in the future to perform at a show that they're doing. She's just simply beautiful. I'm going to play her track, Simply Beautiful, from her CD, Simply Beautiful, Monica Monet.
Nobody can quite love,
nobody can
pain,
nobody can pain.
Nobody can quite love,
nobody can pain.
Why don't you?
Thank you.
simply beautiful. All of you are simply beautiful, just like Monica Monet was just singing. And again, that's the title track to her new CD. If you don't know about Monica Monet, go check her out. You can just Google her. You can go to themonicamonet.com. You can find her on Reverb Nation. Check her music out. Check out her style of songwriting and her style of delivery, and I think you will fall in love with her. But you know what? I'm blessed. I'm blessed because that's my girl. I know her in person. My grandbaby Kimora loves her auntie Momo. And so you know what? That's why I do what I do. You know, I'm connected to some beautiful, beautiful, amazing souls around the world. I couldn't have asked for a better journey. You know, I almost think that my life kind of came full circle. God put me on this path for a certain reason to end up where I am right now. So I appreciate everybody who tunes into Flavor Coffee House online radio style live or even in the archives. Like I was saying earlier in the show, I hadn't been on air for a minute. I'm dealing with some family issues that I need to take care of right now, and I just recently moved. Temporarily, we're looking for a house to be able to move my elderly father in so I can take care of him. And so kind of in this transition period, and hadn't been online, you know, for a few weeks and came on last week. So glad that I did. Oh, my goodness, the numbers are the highest that they have ever been on any of the shows that I've done since 2009. So I thank everybody who's come back to check out the archives, who's spreading the word, who's getting other people to tune in. It's all about underground, independent, unknown artists here on Flava News. I love supporting those that, you know, just don't have, you know, the people behind them helping to push them out. There's some great, great talents out there that deserve to be recognized. So that's why I dedicate everything that I do when it comes to the arts to those that, you know, don't have that capability of getting out there in the mainstream headlines and media and all of that. So that's what you hear here. All of the artists that you hear on Flava News Radio are also a part of the Flava News movement. So if you don't know about the movement, go over to my website at www.flavanews.com and check it out and see what we're into, see who's members of the Flava News movement, and check out some of their information and product. So I'm going to bring my girl in. She is one of my biggest support systems as Lady Flava and as Susan. You know, she is my friend. She is my sister. She's an amazing, amazing soul, and she's a great, great talent. So welcome to Flava Coffee House, Eternally Blaze.
Good evening, and thank you so much.
How are you?
I'm blessed. Thank you. Thank you. I'm so glad to be here and enjoy these moments with you.
Well, you know, I had to bring you in, you know, well, because I was feeling a little lonely, Blaze, you know, and I needed a little, you know, company and all of that. You know, sometimes I wonder if people are going to call in and raise their hand, you know, because, you know, I open up the phone lines for people to call into the coffee house. You know, it's all about kind of being social here. So before I go any further, you know, if you do want to join Blaze and I in conversation, feel free to do that. The call-in number is 347-857-1189. Just hit the 1, and I will bring you in between conversation and music that I'm playing. So, you know, I was trying to think of if there was a great topic, Blaze, to talk about today. There's so many things that are floating around in my mind, you know, and it's like, okay, what direction do I want to go? I don't know. Do you have a topic you'd like to talk about?
Relationships.
Okay.
I think that if we open the lines up to relationships, if you have questions, if you have theory, if you have answers, whatever it is that you have to give, there's somebody out there that needs it. So feel free to share.
Okay, so when you're thinking relationships, Blaze, are you thinking of, you know, personal relationships, family connections, business connections, or are we just kind of just anything and everything?
All of the above. All of the above.
Okay.
Just relationships. What does it take to maintain a good relationship, whether it be business, personal, or even sexual? What does it take? Do you know? And if you do, can you share?
Okay. Well, Blaze is challenging you to call in, and let's talk about relationships. I know that's one of the things that we do a lot on Flavor News Radios is talking about connections and how you relate, whether it's relating to those in the industry, whether it is connecting with those that are potential fans or potential consumers of your product. You know, relationships are really, really important in building, and what does that look like? So if you're up to the challenge, the call-in number is 347-857-1189. We do have somebody who's raised their hand, so let me bring them in, Blaze.
Okay.
All right, caller from the 804 area code. Welcome to Flavor Coffee House.
Hey, good evening, ladies. My name is Hugh. I'm calling from Virginia.
All right. So how are you, Hugh?
Wonderful, and the timing is unbelievable. I'm spirit-led to things, so somehow I came to your show, and it looks like at the right time, too, when you're discussing relationships. I wanted to identify myself so you can see some things on the Internet. My full name is Hugh, H-U-G-H. The last name is Traulson, T like Tom, R-A-U-L-S-E-N like Nancy, and there's various things, but if you go to a blog, creativity777.com, you'll see a picture of my Earth Angel wife who blessed me for 35 and a half years until she passed in January 2007, and she blessed me with the lesson of unconditional love, and that's what all relationships need more of, and we had that bond because of the communication. And that's really, if you don't have that and have it with truth, you truly don't have the right kind of relationship. So you should probably move on or whatever. But it's so important because the game playing has to stop. It's, you know, you got to have that transparency today and everything. And to have the spirituality mixed into the relationship too makes a big help. But in any event, in her memory, I'm working on a huge paradigm, bringing spirituality into global economics and combining it with unconditional love. So there's a lot more relationships coming into fruition for me as I work on this. And it's beautiful. The opportunity to help others is so important in life. And that blog, creativity777.com, has a very powerful little poem on it, which I dedicated to my wife. The poem is in the President Ronald Reagan Library. It's discussed as a weapon against terrorism in the interview that can be downloaded from the blog, and currently I'm using it to help the people of Haiti who can't help themselves. It's only three lines long. It's titled Caring, Sharing. It reads, if you dare to care, then share. If you share, pay heed. God will reward every good deed. It sort of sums up what life should be all about. When you contemplate the words, it will force you to take an action to help someone less fortunate than yourself, and that's a relationship. And when you're doing that, you're doing what Jesus said and actually blessing yourself.
There you go. There you go. Very, very wise words, and I agree with you. What do you think about that, Blaze?
Very powerful, very moving. You can see and feel the dedication within this man. Yes, you were touched by love. You did experience it. And the better part of it is that you've learned how to share. You've embraced it, and now you release it unto others. So that's a wonderful thing. You continuing your relationship with the love of your wife and God. And I'm happy for you. God bless you.
Yeah,
yes,
definitely.
You ladies for just having this program and related to business relationships. I am doing something that can hopefully you'll take an interest in if you put a .biz after my name, Hugh, H-U-G-H, Traulson, T-R-A-U-L-S-E-N .biz. It will bring you to a site for Talk Fusion. I don't know if you're familiar with that company yet.
No.
It's a global platform marketing organization that has all kinds of fantastic video products, video email, global video conferencing, video newsletters, and a whole lot more. And it's actually relationship marketing. Here we go. It's people helping people, and it's referral-based. So if you came in, I have a wonderful person in my downline who was a psychologist for 40 years. He's a true hero. He was a Vietnam-era special ops Green Beret who did the suicide missions, came back, and he's a psychologist for 40 years and also has a doctorate in religion and a doctorate in theology and has a blog talk show. His website is attractingabetterlife.com. And he has an email on the site. His name is Dr. Ed Maloney. I'm going to ask you to introduce yourself through my name once you get a little bit of initial information about Talk Fusion, because we're doing some huge things. And all these artists that you're talking about can truly be blessed getting their works out to the global community. Talk Fusion has a wall of social media, all the social media in the world, like over 200 different social media sites.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I will definitely, after the show, go check, you know, out your sites and that you're involved in and see. And I appreciate you calling in and, you know, sharing your wisdom and sharing your information, you know, because that's what I try to do at the coffee house. It's about, you know, like you're saying, networking and finding better ways, you know, of getting information out there, whether you are an artist, whether you are a small business owner or whatever. You know, I think that social media is a great tool, but I also think that you need to know how to effectively use it. And sometimes I think that people don't really know, you know, what the trick is of doing that and spend a lot of time. Maybe that's wasted time. But I think that, you know, when you talked about transparency, when it comes to a connection, now, Hugh, do you, when you say that, do you more so say that when you're talking about a one-on-one personal relationship? Because I'm just kind of wondering, you know, when transparency, I think that honesty really definitely comes into play when you are doing business.
Yes, and personal relationship too, most definitely.
Mm-hmm.
There's too much game playing, and
right.
You know, if you really love someone, you want to get to know all about them, not just half of what about them. I went through an experience where somebody who I thought she still is a beautiful spiritual teacher. I never met her in person, but we mirrored each other unbelievably in conversations, and then she became a bit elusive and deceptive and started projecting things onto me, onto my truth, which I wouldn't stand for. Her life was a total mess behind the scenes, as beautiful a teacher she was. So I called her out eventually on that, and she ran away and got threatening. But that's where discernment has to come in. That's why you have to realize that there's things in this world that you open to that if you don't have the right kind of spiritual alignment and protection, you can be victimized. So you want to just get more spiritual and in touch with the Creator. And I say this very simply, and I'll let you continue with the show. I say people have to get out of their heads and into their hearts, align it with the Creator, whoever you feel that may be. Ask for divine guidance on a daily basis. The other two big keys that people don't do so much of is to always be in gratitude, no matter what your circumstances. They may be horrible, but you have to learn some lessons. That's probably why you're in those circumstances. So learn that, and also take positive actions. Don't just talk about things. Take those actions, because from doing things, that's where you truly learn and progress.
Amen. Amen. I'm so glad that you called. I'm so glad you raised your hand. You know, these are things that I think eternally blaze, and I can definitely, you know, take heed to ourselves and the listeners of Flava News Radio, you know, no matter what their walk of life is and their connection, you know, to come into this show, you know, is. So.
And I commend you so much on what you're doing for your father. You'll be blessed greatly for that. That's so beautiful.
Yeah.
And I just want to interject this too. Dr. Maloney is doing the same thing for his mother-in-law. So It can be very difficult, but that's where the true love, that relationship love, shows itself, and it will mirror back and bless you somewhere down the line beautifully.
Well, I appreciate your kind words. I'm a daddy's girl, Hugh. I got to do it. You know, I am 52 years old, you know, and I proudly say I'm a daddy's girl, you know.
Wonderful.
So, you know, I know it's not going to be easy because my dad's 90 years old. But, you know, he brought me into this world. He was an amazing foundation for me, he and my mother. And, you know, I am who I am, you know, really because of my mother and father, you know, and they were great people. They set great examples for me. And I'm blessed in that. I'm very, very blessed, and I try not to take that for granted. Yet I'm sure at times I have, you know, throughout my life. But I recognize, you know, a lot of who I am and why I do what I do for other people is based off of, you know, witnessing my parents do the same, you know. So I couldn't do anything, you know, anything less than this. I just have to be there for my dad right now. So, and it's been a little hard, you know, stepping back from what I normally do and working with the artists and all of that. I'll be honest, I've missed it, you know, but, you know, I've been coming Saturdays. I'm going to get back into doing Saturdays on the radio and keep that going until I've, you know, we've secured a house and, you know, things are kind of in a routine and everything, and then I'll get back at it because I'll have Daddy right there by me. And he's so proud of me being Lady Flava. I'm just, you know, I call myself the artist cheerleader, and my daddy's my biggest cheerleader, so I couldn't.
Well,
you know.
I think fantastic, and I think you're going to really enjoy Dr. Maloney, too, and I look forward to interacting with you more, both you ladies.
Definitely.
Is there a big age difference between the two of you? My wife was an identical twin. That's why I was asking. It was so interesting.
Oh, between Eternally Blaze and I, or?
Yeah. Right.
Oh, she and I are about 1 year apart.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's very, that's almost like twins in a way. But
I'm in Seattle, Washington, and she's in Bronx, New York.
In where?
The Bronx, New York.
Oh, I went to school in the Bronx.
Oh, my.
Yes, I went to Mount St. Michael Academy.
Okay, very good school, very good school.
Yeah, over near Mount Vernon there. Under the subway, unless they extended it. East 231st Street or something there.
Yeah. Wow, this is a small world.
Yeah, so we'll get some things cranking from New York and Washington and the whole world. And Dr.
There
Maloney,
you go. Well, you know, definitely stay in touch, you know, with us, Hugh. And my email address is ladyflava at flavanews.com.
Yeah, I don't use email myself, but Dr. Maloney has one on his site, attracting betterlife.com, and I'll tell him we spoke.
Betterlife.com? Okay, I've got that written down, so I definitely, okay. I will
go
over there, check it out, and reach out.
Focus change.
Okay. Okay. I will go check that out. But thank you so much for calling into the show and raising
your hand.
Thank you.
Happiness.
All righty.
You're wonderful.
You're wonderful too, Hugh. Thank you so much, my friend.
Take care.
All right. Well, that was a beautiful, beautiful experience having Hugh call into the show.
So far,
some good stuff, don't you think, Blaze?
Oh, definitely, definitely. Excuse me, I'm still tingling from all of the information. He was just right on point. It was like a godsend, you know.
Exactly, definitely right on point, you know. And the wisdom that he shared could just, you know, in all aspects, in all relationships, it definitely is vital and important, you know. And I really understand what he's talking about, you know, and transparency and, you know, being honest, no matter what type of relationship it is. Because he's right. So many games are being played, you know.
Definitely.
And you and I talk about this on a regular basis when it comes to, you know, connecting with people online. And we talk about it, you know, in connecting with people in person.
Right.
You know, how do you really know, you know, if who the people are, you know, because they're only going to really reveal to you what they want, right?
Exactly.
And it's easy to get caught up and feel good if something is presented to us in a certain light that just says, yes, this sounds amazing or this feels amazing. And, you know, once you get all caught up and believing in the connection, if something goes wrong, it's so very, very disappointing. And I can't remember if I had this conversation with you, but I almost think that people have kind of gotten good at lying. You know, back in the day, it used to be, oh, look me in the eye and be able to tell if they're telling the truth, right?
Right.
So, I don't know.
I think they have perfected it, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember the old saying that say, if you tell a lie long enough, you'll start believing it yourself?
Mm-hmm.
I think that some of those born-again liars have the ability to look you in the eye and tell you that same lie.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's all about projecting it and making you believe it, drawing you in.
Right.
You know, and sometimes you have to cut the deck twice and then deal sideways because the game has changed. And if you're not up on the game and understand the game, then you're going to lose the game. You know what I mean?
Right.
And even though that may be unfortunate, it is pertinent information, you know? So you just have to be aware of the relationships, the people that you're dealing with. Are they who they say they are? Are they giving you the product that they say they're giving you? So you have to check and recheck before you get checked.
And it's so funny because, you know, I talk about it all the time about doing your research. I've seen so many artists jump into connections just because it sounds good, you know, and I say do your research before you get involved. Know that you want to connect your name to this particular person or know that you want this particular person, you know, to represent you in some form out there in the public eye, whether it's in person or whether it's online. Do the research, you know. A lot of people don't do the research. But, you know, Blaze, I've been guilty. I've been guilty of not doing the research myself because something just sounded good. It just, you know, was almost too good to be true. And then I jumped in and I'm like, oh, my goodness, what did I just do to myself? You know, so I'm definitely learning, you know, as I get older.
It's a process. We all
don't know if I'll ever get it mastered or not, you know, but I think that, you know, you need to be honest. You need to be transparent when it comes to connections. I don't think that it means that you have to share your whole life with people.
No.
No, it doesn't. But when it comes to what you're connecting with that person about, I think it's really important, you know, to lay your cards on the table and say, this is what I bring to the plate. You know, this is how I see this connection going. What do you think and what do you feel? And what do you have to bring to the table? What, you know, let's see your cards too. You know,
exactly.
So I think with that said, I had a great, great conversation with our old friend DeLon out of Houston, Texas the other day, Blaze, and, you know, he's pretty out there. You know, he lets you know what he thinks and feels about things. He's kind of emotional, kind of like me. He's not a Cancer, though.
Okay.
But I'm trying to think, what sign is DeLon? I'm going to have to go check that out. You know, but he's one of those voices that's just absolutely amazing. Don't know too many people that can hit the ranges that he hits. So I'm going to play his one track that he's got professionally recorded for the show today. So this is Happy Home by DeLon out of Houston, Texas.
Yeah. It's dedicated to you, baby. It's all about love.
White out of Houston, Texas, with his track Happy Home. And of course, I totally believe in the fact that you need to have a happy home. I want to play another track, and then I'm going to go back into conversation with my girlie, Paternally Blaze, out of the Bronx, New York. I definitely open up the phone line if anybody else wants to join us in conversation or promote who they are and what they do. The call-in number is 347-857-1189. I want to take you over to Germany. I love this man. I love his spirit. I love his commitment to his faith. I love his style of music. His name is Steve Schneider, and this piece is called I Believe in You.
Thank you. told me you're always there, I only need to pray. This truth, is it that simple? Just to believe in you to get me through the day. Yeah. This song's a prayer.
Talking about relationships, Eternally Blaze, that's one of her favorite subjects is relationships, and she's opening up the phone lines for any type of relationship that you might want to put on the table and talk about. The call-in number is 347-857-1189. Would love to hear your thoughts on relationships, or if you're an unknown artist, an unknown underground independent artist, feel free to call in and promote yourself. You know, I am going to be doing an artist roundtable one day soon, once life gets settled, you know, for me and my family. There's so many topics that's been thrown out there on sidebar conversations that I think would be great, great topics for an artist roundtable. So stay tuned to that. If you're listening to the show live or you come back and check out the archives, why don't you hit the favorites? Then that way you'll receive an email reminder ahead of time that I'm going to be doing a show. But right now, every Saturday, I'm here at the Coffee House, and this is all about playing independent artists. It's all about opening up the phone lines, and again, we're talking about relationships today. So, Blaze, you know, you and I, we connected, you know, online, and from there, you know, you kind of came into my life as an angel, and you've helped me, you know, through many, many situations, whether it be professional, whether it be, you know, personal, and I give thanks for you, and I sincerely do. But what do you think? How do people learn, you know, about how to go about having healthy relationships?
Well, I think to learn anything, you have to have an open mind. You have to be subjective to saying, let me try, let me see, let me understand, you know, because if your mind is closed and you're blocked, you can't drink in anything. You cannot be fed knowledge, information, anything. So if you want to learn how to better treat me or whomsoever you be in a relationship,
mm-hmm.
you have to be open for suggestions. And then you have to hear, not just listen, but hear. If I don't like it a certain way, then learn the way I like it. Whether that be conversation, you may be trying to promote your book or your record or whatever it is. If I'm the type of person who just can't stand rap, then don't come in trying to rap to me. Find
right.
out, once again, doing the research, you find out who it is you're dealing with and how to deal with them. That opens up your relationship between A and B. Now, depending on the type of relationship, would also depend on how you would address it, if you understand my meaning.
Sure. I would imagine that, you know, whether it's a personal connection, whether it's a business connection, whether it's, you know, family, whomever, I do think that communication, one of the things that Hugh mentioned first when he called into the show today, you know, he talked about communication. I think communication is key, you know, and I think effective listening is also, you know, very, very important. And I think that there's a way of learning and understanding and respecting even when there's differences and still being able to have a good, healthy relationship. I don't know too many people who really think like me. I know sometimes I get told all the time, you know, I'm a trip, you know, or things like that, you know. And that's by the people that love me. But,
if they understand you, if they take the time to understand you,
mm-hmm.
why do you cry when certain things touch your heart or tug at your heart?
Yeah.
You know, as I understand it, okay, Lady Flavor is very sensitive, then I will be more careful on how I choose to express things to her, or if I know that, let's say, puppies or kittens are
mm-hmm.
a weak spot with you. You know what I mean? Just knowing that information might help me to understand you better or deal with you better. And in any relationship, once again, it's doing that legwork, that footwork. And it depends on how much you care to be in a relationship with
sure,
a person.
Sure.
On how deep or how far you go with obtaining this information and then using it to the best of your ability. You know, it's almost like cooking. You know what I mean? Anybody can throw together a meal, but when you take that time and you go find out that these seasonings work better with this meat than those over there, then you enhance the meal or you enhance the relationship, because anyone who can sit there across the table, across the room, across the couch and see that this person listens to me. She not only heard me, but she listens to me and she decided to go out and gather these things that she knows or he knows that I like.
Mm-hmm.
So that in itself is sort of like a gratitude. So I'm going to be more susceptible to hearing what it is that you have to say because you took the time to present it in just the right fashion.
Right, right, right. And I do think that it's really important to know how and when to say what it is that you need to say. One thing I've definitely learned is that, like, for instance, you could tell me something, and I would stop and I would listen to you. But somebody else could tell me the same thing, and I wouldn't even, like, give them the time of day. And I find that interesting. So I do think that there has to be some really solid connection. I think there has to be a trust, you know,
yeah.
there,
yeah.
you know, and to be able to receive messages also. But I think you're right. I think so much of it comes down to being in tune. One of the things that I'm definitely, trying to work on within myself in connecting with people is because I am so emotional, a lot of times I react off of my emotions. And I don't
right.
stop and just really think something through as to why, why somebody might think the way that they are, why they reacted the way that they do. And, you know, one of the things I do realize, we all come from our own walks of life. We weren't all raised the same way. You know, we weren't all brought up in the same type of environments. And those type of things affect in us and how we think and feel. I was having a great conversation with one of my clients last night and today. And, you know, we talked about the fact that we all have choices in how we react. And that, you know, we can't necessarily always blame others because we
right.
have, you know, control over ourselves. We cannot control other people, but we have control over ourselves. And so, you know, that's one of the things that I'm really trying to work on is not just jumping out there and reacting off of my emotions
right.
and thinking it through. So that's why I pick up the phone and you tell me to put on my big girl panties. You know, yes, Eternally Blaze has to tell me, put your big girl panties on now. You can do it.
And don't forget to take a deep breath in, you know, and then let out the negative air. Let it all out. Push it out, push it out, push it out. And,
yeah.
and just, you know, you just have to take back control. See, when other people anger you or they just, you know, pull that little bad card out of you, you have to then stop, right, dead in your tracks, stop. Take that deep cleansing breath. Take that time to get yourself back on track.
Right.
Because this is your world, and they just a squirrel trying to get in that. They're not going to play you.
Uh-oh.
They're not going to play you like that.
Right.
You have to stay in control. Because later you don't want to have said or did something that you'll regret later. Because once those words come out, once those feelings come out, you can't erase it. It's no big old pencil with the big old eraser on the end, and you
right.
erase that. You know what I mean?
Right.
And sometimes once a trust or a bond has been broken, it takes forever to repair. It takes 2 seconds to break it, but
right.
it takes forever to repair. So take those 2 seconds. Or that 2 minutes, and take that deep breath. Go outside, walk it off. Take a little drink, have some coffee, tea, you know, something harder. Smoke a cigarette. Whatever it takes you to do to take that time to get back in control.
Right.
Do that because it is worth more than you know.
There you go.
It really is.
There you go. Well, let me jump into another track, Blaze, and then we'll come back and continue the conversation and see if we can entice anybody to join us, because I think it's a great topic. So, first of all, thank you for throwing the relationship topic out there. I want to play a piece by a gentleman. He's a part of a great, great collective that's called Indie Soul United. His name is Leon Bell, and this track is called Never Let You Go.
Yeah. when I was young, I was heavy. The wrong way down a one-way street. I was too cool, I never listened to the wisdom that was given to me. Right now I see future's so much brighter than it used to be.
I know I've made some bad choices, but with you in my life, girl, the change is so much easier and the choices are so much better. And I just want to thank you for giving me the chance to love you and be loved by you.
Unfortunately, because I'm on this cell phone that's older than me, I didn't get to hear it as clear as I would love to. So I can't, but I know he was really talking to somebody. And so when we broke out to start talking, I was like, all right, now.
Okay, so this is what I take away from that particular song is, you know, it's like really, really connecting, just really falling in love and appreciating, you know, the person in his world and letting them know, you know, and just never going to let them go. And I think about, you know, relationships and how many times do people really connect and really feel strongly like that? Like, I am just never going to do anything that's going to just ruin this because it's amazing for me. You know, it's perfect. I need to let my significant other know how much they mean to me, you know, and show my appreciation and show my love. And so I don't know. I don't, you know, I was just raised by some great people, you know. I found this picture of my mommy and daddy, yes, 2 days ago when I was helping my dad, you know, with a project, and I had never, ever seen this picture, so I have it at home. You know, I had to snatch it. But
right.
My mom and dad drinking coffee, just cute as pie with the smile on their face, and their faces are so close. And I thought, oh, my God. I said to Daddy, I said, you and Mommy were just really in love, huh? You know, and my daughter was like, Grandpa, were you married or were you dating at that time? You know, but the one thing that I know about my mom and dad is they really loved each other. They worked it out. They figured it out. They were very different in personalities. There was,
right.
They were not the same, but they grew to have some same appreciations. My mother would get up very early in the morning, like 5 o'clock in the morning, make coffee, get her crossword puzzles out, figure out what the menu was going to be for the day, and she'd sit in her chair, just the quiet of the house before the hustle and bustle got started. Daddy would get up later, you know, but they always kissed, you know, when my dad had to leave to go to work, or my dad had to leave to go to a meeting, and they always kissed when he returned, you know. The the day that my mom, you know, had a cerebral hemorrhage and, you know, she ended up passing away, they held hands as they crossed the street to go into the church where my daddy was about to preach. You know, and
right.
I'm like, they really loved each other. But how many couples are like that now? Do you see people like that now, Blaze?
I do, but not as much as I'd like. I think that one of the problems is, once again, on how to deal with a relationship. You don't communicate to your significant other, like you said, once in a while, just saying, I love you, unconditionally. There's nothing that I wouldn't do. And then show them.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Let them know. You know, so many times I hear couples saying, I said, well, it's your anniversary. What you doing special? Oh, well, I don't know. Maybe I have something. I don't know. I said, well, don't you do a little this or do a little that? Well, I don't think I need to get all that because he already know or she already. Don't assume that they know.
Right.
Don't assume that the lack of communication has not built a wall between the two of you that person knows nothing about you anymore. Because you're not projecting anything to them, to remind them that you are their first, their last, their everything. So when it comes to the relationship, it's all a part of how much you want to put into it. How much work
right.
are you willing to do to keep the relationship? You can get it. Anybody can get it. But can you keep it? Can you hold
yeah.
it? Can you maintain it? Can you take it in? You know, your car gets a little jacked up or whatever. You take it in and have the man look at it. Give it an overhaul. Well, the same thing you need to do periodically with a relationship. How are we? Are we good? Do you know how much I love you? How much I need you? How much I depend on you just to breathe every day? Because you're my world.
Yeah.
You mean everything to me. The power of those words. And the trueness of those words can keep a relationship, maintain a relationship from now and then to whenever.
I agree. I think it's important to share. Hearing words, endearing words, that can never get too old, you know?
No.
In my opinion, you know, the I love yous or letting somebody know that they matter or letting somebody know that they're appreciated. I don't think anybody can hear that too much, you know, especially when they can feel it. I do think that sometimes you can be in a relationship and so connected that you don't even have to have the words, but there's just something. There's something in the presence. There's something in the touch that just tells you. You know, you're right there, you know, and you're so loved and you're so wanted. So, yeah. It's important. It's important because I think that a lot of people are taken for granted in all kinds of relationships.
Exactly.
Personal, business, whatever, taken for granted. And simple words of saying thank you, I appreciate you,
exactly,
are really, really important.
We have to agree that all relationships need maintenance. Key factor, maintenance, upkeep.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So do we have any callers wanting to share with us or bring something?
Nobody has raised their hand at this point. If there's anybody who's hanging out with us by phone and you'd like to join in the conversation about relationships, please hit the 1. And we'll bring you in. If you're just tuning in, it's not too late. We're talking about relationships, whether it be intimate relationships, personal, family, business. I support artists, so I talk about frequently, relationships with people in the industry. The call-in number is 347-857-1189. So please feel free to join Eternally Blaze and myself in conversation. Let me jump to another song. I want to play a song by my girl, Coley Williams. She had let me know that she was listening to the show earlier, and she got booted out off of her computer. But I love her. She's got an amazing, amazing spirit. I love the history that she has in the industry. She's out of the Baltimore, Washington, D.C. area, performs regularly at JoJo's on Wednesday. Out in Washington, D.C., I told her one of these days I'm going to be out there and I'm going to just walk through the doors because she's one of those talents, Blaze, that I just want to experience in person. She's just beautiful.
Yes.
She works with kids. She's a school teacher. She's got great stories to tell. But when you hear her sing, if you watch a video of her singing, you can feel it. And that's when I really love connecting with an artist. One that you can just feel her heart and soul, through her song. So this is Coley Williams, and this is called All You Need.
Broke your heart and was hard to get through the pain. Can't get it out of your head. I know that we will be together. Oh, oh, oh. Yes, we'll be. You never let her be a woman before. Till I walk by your door. And I saw your heart lying down on the floor.
Come here, baby.
All you need is a cup of my love, boy. All you need is a little bit more joy. All you need is to be my love, boy. It's to be my love, boy. All you need is a cup of my love, boy. All you need is a little bit more joy. All you need is to be my love, boy. It's to be my love, boy.
When it comes to that particular part, you know, even though you're kind of known, you know, for some, you know, sensual type topics when you do your pieces, but
right.
You know, one of the things that I say this all the time that I appreciate about you is it's just, you know, a lot of it is about just connecting, even if it's connecting with yourself, you know, and I'm so mindful of things. You know, now that you've come into my life about, you know, what is it like to have a blaze moment for myself, that whether it's as simple as getting a haircut or painting my toes or, you know, taking a hot bath and just chilling, you know, with some good music in the background, that ambiance. But I know that one of the things that you really, really love talking about is being able to reconnect as a couple. And I think that a lot of couples, you know, have lost that, you know, and, you know, no longer have that spark and that, oh, I can't wait for him to come home type thing. So why don't you talk about that for a little bit?
I love excitement. I think a lot of times we get stuck in a rut. And sometimes it's intentional. Sometimes it's not. Sometimes it's just it's something that happens. But me, I love the energy of something new, you know, to just sit down and think, you know, what would I like and what would he like, you know, and I would go to, let's say, the flower shop, and I'd get a whole bag full of the petals, not the flowers, the petals, and then I'd incorporate that in spreading the petals from the front door throughout the house. And when you get to a certain spot, you leave a note. Thinking of you, I hope you find your way to my heart. and then you take the petals and you go a little further, and so on and so forth. You never know what that person has went through that day. But as they open the door and they're expecting the same old, same old, they find something brand new. They find that they were, at some point, first and foremost in your mind. Right then and there, you've captivated a moment. You've taken control over the way they now feel. They're open. They're excited. The adrenaline is flowing. What is she doing? What is he doing? What do they have planned for tonight? How is this going to end up? And this journey, this fantasy, is now in full effect. Take that time. Initiate. That's another one. Initiate those moments. What's going to happen next? Run your man or your lady that bath. Set out some things, some candles, some wine, some fruit. Feed your man, your lady. Put that music on. Set that ambiance. Why not? You're worth it. Take your relationship of 10, 20, 15, 5 years and go back to that first date. That first time when you were excited and didn't know how the evening was going to turn out and you didn't know what to expect and you didn't know. Take that adrenaline, excitement, and make it yours. Let them know through sight, sound, touch, taste, feel. Use all of the senses and make that evening yours. You don't have to leave home. You don't have to go to hotels. You don't have to go any place but in your mind and in your heart. Motivate each other to take each other to that next level. Why not? You're worth it. Your love for each other is worth it. Renew your faith. Renew your love. Renew that adrenaline. It's sitting there. It's waiting for you. And if you don't keep your lover attention, someone else is waiting to take that opportunity away from you. So don't let the devil in your home or in your heart or in your relationship. Take control. It is worth it. It is worth maintaining, maintenance. Any good relationship takes maintenance, upkeep. Pay attention to the one you love. Pay attention to the people who matter in your life, your children, your siblings, your brothers, your sisters. Do not let stupid arguments, stupid words or situations that happen that mean nothing now or mean everything to you as far as hurt and pain. Let go hurt and pain. Don't let it make you or break you. Be stronger than that by letting it go. Anybody can hold on to it. You've done so for so long. But learn to let go and let love and God have its way. You'll realize that you lost out on so much. Time and opportunity is not promised to us. So we have to take the time and the opportunity to do what we know is right, to do what we know is going to feel good. Because we're going to be dead long enough. So while we're here, let's live, let's love, let's laugh, and let's enjoy each other. So maintain those relationships. Maintain the ideas that are locked away in your head. Reach in there and get them. And show someone today how much they mean to you. Start a new relationship. Maintain the one that you have. But take care of first and foremost yourself. have a relationship with you, understanding that I too need that love. I too need that dedication, devotion, and be determined to get it. Because ain't nobody going to give it to you, baby. You got to get it for yourself. And once you get it, share it. You'll be glad you did.
All right. You heard it from Eternally Blaze, Yon, you know, how she feels and thinks. And I think she's right on. You know, that's why I listen to her so much when she talks about relationships and connecting with self and connecting with others and connecting with your loved ones or your intimate partners or, you know, whatever. And I think that there's work. You know, you can't become complacent. You can't just act like, hey, we're here together and that's okay. Think about it. You know, what was it like when you first connected with whomever? You know, there was an excitement and all of that. And then for some reason, you know, things just kind of fall into place and then it just is there, you know, without, you know, the twinkle in the eye and the little, you know, nod in the stomach and all of that. You know, you just become comfortable. And, you know, comfortable is cool, but I think at the same time you need to keep that spark going. So, you know, with that said, I don't know why Winston Warrior came to mind, Blaze, but he just kind of came to mind when you were kind of talking about that. So I'm going to play Bad For You by Winston Warrior out of Atlanta, Georgia.
I got it bad for you.
All right, that was Bad For You by Winston Warrior. I want to jump into one more track, and then I'm going to go back into conversation. We've got a few more people on the phone line. Don't know if they're going to raise their hand to join in on conversation on relationship, but you definitely are welcome to. I want to take you down to Brazil and play a track by one of the first people that joined the Flava News movement. I love this man. I love his support of who I am and what I do. This is Chuck Eaton, and this track is called What Really Matters. Chuck Eaton out of Brazil with his track, What Really Matters. Tonight we are talking about relationships. Eternally Blaze came on the line with me tonight, has been very, very gracious in staying with me on the phone and helping me co-host this show. I let her pick the topic, and she picked relationships, whether it be intimate relationships, personal relationships, family connections, business relationships. It's kind of open, to any type of relationship out there that you might want to talk about. If anybody wants to join in, we've got about 14 minutes left in the show. The call-in number is 347-857-1189. If anybody who's hanging out on the phone lines with us, just hit that one if you want to join in on the conversation. I kind of played that Bad For You song, Blaze, because how many times have people been in a relationship and for some reason it just fell apart, and then that other person gets with somebody else and it's like that's when they really start fiending, you know, for that other person.
Yeah. It's sort of like they used to say you never miss the water till the well runs dry. Or they also said sometimes you don't know what you have until you lost it.
Right.
You don't communicate. You don't appreciate, you know. Love takes validation. You have to let someone know through communication that, yes, I love you. I care about you. Now, that is a problem for a lot of people. There are people out there who don't know how to verbally, physically, or any other kind of way communicate what they're feeling inside. But that keeps you trapped.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to once again take control, take charge, break down that wall, and make that effort. You know?
Right. I agree with you on that. You know, we do have a caller that raised their hand, so let me bring them in.
Great.
Hello.
All right, Mama Bear, welcome
Hi.
To Play the Coffee House with Eternally Blaze, your sister.
Thank you. I almost slept the whole show.
Hey. We've had a great conversation going on this whole show, don't you think, Blaze?
I'm so happy you all did. I don't know. Almost missed the whole show.
That's all right. But we've been talking about relationships, you know, from, we had a gentleman call in earlier in the show who was just a blessing, Hugh Trawlson. Great, great wisdom he shared with us, you know, and people needing to be transparent, needing to stop playing games, you know,
mm-hmm.
just being open and honest in any aspect of connection that you make with others. And just really, really appreciated him participating in the show. And then we've kind of, you know, gone through, you know, relationships, intimacy, you know, how to bring the spark back, you know, into your relationship and things like that. So do you have anything that you would like to throw out there, Miss Eleanor?
Okay, what is, okay. Was there a question out there?
Well, we've just been talking about different types of relationships. What do you think what is one of the most important keys to making a good relationship, no matter what type of relationship it is?
To know more about each other.
I think that is important. And what are your thoughts on how a person can go about doing that?
Well, you bring up conversations that has to do with that, and you see how does it affect the person that you ask.
Okay.
So
would be able to determine whether they're being truthful in their answers? Is that what you're looking for? Or
you have to. Some people, you have to look them straight in the eye.
Mm-hmm.
And while they're talking.
Mm-hmm.
Just to see, you know, if they're serious. Now, believe me, some people have a game, so.
So what are your thoughts then when you connect with people online and you don't have that opportunity to look them in the eye?
Well, sometimes it's their the way that they talk. It's just the way that they approach. Either they approach you or they answer you. The way that they answer you. But the thing is, when you're talking to someone like that, you will sort of get a hint if they're not serious about what they're saying or if they're not telling the truth. You let them talk. Don't butt in. Just, you know, let them talk. And then you listen and say, you know.
Right. So let me ask you this. Has there ever been a point where you thought that you really knew somebody and, you know, the connection felt very good, whether it be business or whether it be personal, and you invested some time, you know, and real effort into that connection, and then you're like, oh, my goodness, I don't know this person at all?
Right. That has happened. Yep, it's happened.
So, you know, because I was saying to Blaze earlier in the show, and I believe it had been Hugh might have been still on the show with us at that point. I don't know. I kind of get the sense that people have gotten good at lying. You know,
what's
I think that it used to be like you were saying, you know, look me in the eye. You tell your kids, look me in the eye and answer me, you know, whatever. Or somebody, or if somebody avoids that eye contact, you're like, you know.
Right.
I kind of think that people have kind of gotten good at being dishonest about things. And so they can look you in the eye and, you know, get you to believe that, you know, they're telling the truth or whatever. And so I think we live in a very, very different time. And I think that deception is very easy to be found and not as easy to detect.
Yes.
At least that's my opinion.
They know how to act to get your attention, and if you're not careful, they'll win you over.
But I think that's where the power of prayer comes in, because if we ask God to reveal, then it shall be revealed. Will it happen tonight? No, not necessarily. But in time, whatever is done in the dark must come to the light.
And that is so true, though. Yes.
And then at that time, you take time to understand, you know, we are all sinners saved by grace. We have all had some discrepancies in our lives and things that we have done maybe to our family members or friends or whomsoever, you know, and that's all a part of in a relationship as well. And we may not agree with everything, we may not understand everything, but we have to accept it is what it is. And then say to yourself, okay, now that it's been revealed, now that I know, I see, I understand, what do I do next? Once again, you take that time, take that breath, have that little prayer, and let it go.
I find out that prayer is one of the great keys to this, and it may not come like right away, but eventually you start seeing things that they thought they had together fall apart.
Right.
You know, things that they made it sound so good, but then it starts falling apart in pieces. And like you said, sometimes it takes prayer. Not sometimes, all the time it takes prayer.
All the time. That's right.
Not sometimes. But that's why you have to be honest and pray about things and to see. And you'd be surprised at what is shown to you. You'd be surprised what you can recover from people by honest prayer. You'd be surprised. There's times when you can just look in their eyes and they're talking. They've been used to doing that fast talk and, you know, all that lying and stuff. But I'm telling you, when you go to God in prayer, and you're serious about it, and God starts giving you scriptures, and you start reading those scriptures, and I'm telling you, right in front of your very eyes, he will make it possible that you can see that this person is lying, that you can see that this person is not right. He or she could be running a game, you know.
Uh-huh.
They run a game and think they're smart. Some people think they're smarter than you, so they're going to run a game on you. But it can't happen if you go about it the right way.
Well, let me also say this, too. Now, when you pray,
mm-hmm.
sometimes they say, be careful what you pray for. But when
mm-hmm.
you pray, Lord, is this man good for me? Is
mm.
this man lying to me? Is this man cheating
mm.
on me? And when the Lord comes and he answers your prayer,
you
be
don't
ready,
want to hear.
Be ready to accept
that's
what
right.
it is. You might say, this is my husband for 30 years. I want to keep him, Lord. Then be specific when you pray.
That's right.
You
right. right.
Get what you ask yeah. for.
But now, what, when you get that answer, then you say, Lord, help me to hold out.
That's right.
Or, Lord, help me to fix this man because I can't do it. You can. But
right.
regardless to what it is, once you see the answer, be ready to accept the answer.
To whatever it is, be ready to accept it.
And work with it from that point on.
That's right. Absolutely.
Because the answer's not going to come the way you want it.
Nope.
And it's not going to be revealed how you like
Mm-mm.
it.
Mm-mm.
Learn to
and sometimes it hurt. It's going to hurt a little bit.
Oh, the truth is the light, and the light must shine, even
that's
though
right.
the light may hurt sometimes.
That's right.
Okay? And that's just the fact.
Mm-hmm.
But we're stronger
you know
than that.
And Miss Eleanor, you said something very simple, but I think it's very pertinent, that the fact that, you know, it may hurt. And I
mm-hmm.
think a lot of times people run from the truth because they don't want to experience that hurt. But sometimes
okay.
it's much easier to find out the truth, you know,
right.
and experience it and have that discomfort than to live a lie or be living with somebody who's lying or connected to somebody who's
right.
lying.
Right.
You know, so I too, you know, believe in the power of prayer. And I'm really, really glad that I've gotten into a regular routine with prayer and meditation, you know,
mm-hmm.
in the morning and then the evening. And sometimes, you know, at other points of the day, you know, or night, I also do it. But, you know, because, oh, my goodness, I have run into some very, very trying times and some very trying people, you know, as of late.
Right.
And I think that if I didn't have that power of prayer on my side, you would have seen, or these people would have seen a different side of me that I don't unleash very often.
Yeah.
You know,
it pays you to have that prayer on
yeah,
your side.
Yeah, it's helped keep me strong, you know, and it's helped keep me calm. I think that, you know, this topic, it was a great, great topic, you know, to bring up again, Blaze, you know, and the three of us, you know, came connected, you know, online through SJF Music and all of that, and, you know, just even in that connection, it, you know, there's been, you know, interesting things that have taken place or whatever, and you know, but it's a beautiful thing that I have you ladies in my world, and I have support of both of you, you know, in what it is that I do through Flava News. So I definitely appreciate that. You know, but when it comes to business, you know, we really haven't touched too much on the business aspect of it. But when it comes to business, I think that, you know, I brought this up earlier in the show, and I've talked about the fact that you need to do your research. How do you do your research? That's a little difficult. You know, honestly, it is a little difficult to really know how to go about who you connect business-wise with. You
mm-hmm.
know, because I think so much of it, when it comes to working with artists and all of that, so much of it is a show. You know, because
yes.
you have to have this outward personality that attracts people and all of that. And, you know, some of it's done in a very good way. Some of it is done in a very manipulative way when
mm-hmm.
you connect with them. And so I think sometimes it's really hard to read who a person really is. and who's a good person to really connect with and do business with, or, you know, allow your name to be affiliated with. And so, you know, I definitely suggest to people, when it comes to industry, when it comes to business, you know, really sit back and watch. Who are they connected to? Who's paying attention to them? Do they have a website? Do they keep it updated? Do you know other people who might know, you know, this person? Have they done business with them? And just kind of get your feelers out. I have definitely, you know, learned that, you know, not all people are going to connect in the same way. So some person may have a bad connection with somebody, and I may in turn have a great connection with that same person.
Right.
And so I think that definitely comes back to personalities.
Right.
Some personalities work better than other personalities. But I do think that there are key things that you can pay attention to that will give you a little bit more insight to a person that if you just sit back and just take the time of watching and paying attention. And I think we miss that sometimes. I think we can be charmed and just come up with a whole concept of our own and our own idea because of how we think we've connected with somebody.
Right.
And that person may have not even, like, really, really brought that to us, but it's just how we perceive them.
Mm-hmm.
That we've done our own, you know, done damage to ourselves or whatever, and then in the end we feel disappointed, you know, and hurt and used and abused or whatever. And so I definitely think in any relationship you should do your research. I think you should sit back and watch. I think, like Miss Eleanor said, you know, pay attention to how they answer the question.
Mm-hmm.
You know, how forthcoming are they, you know, when they answer. And even though we may not be able to look each other in the eye, one thing that I've learned from Blaze is that I think that there is a way of being able to sense, just even in voice, in tones, in choice of words,
mm-hmm.
a person's character.
Yes.
You know, so, you know, I think all relationships are tricky. And I think that, you know,
Yeah.
I don't know. I think over the years I've learned to guard myself, but I'm always a sucker. You know, I'm always a sucker for somebody who's just, okay, you know what, let me just put it on the table and keep it real. Charisma and charm wins me over. It really does. If you have the gift for gab, I don't care if it comes to business, I don't care if it comes to personal stuff. If you've got that gift for gab,
mm-hmm.
and you've got a good conversation, I'm going to stop and pay attention.
Mm-hmm.
Now, sometimes I may catch on that you're, like, not really worth, you're saying a whole bunch
mm-hmm.
of nothing.
Mm-hmm.
But other times I'm like, okay, that sounds kind of good, you know, or whatever. And so, you know, charm and charisma, you know, because I do think that if you're an artist, you have to have some charisma.
Exactly.
You know, you have to have people skills. You have to have a way of connecting with people, you know. So I think that's where I get caught up because if you have a good conversation for me, because that's something I really like. If you don't have a conversation, I don't feel like I can connect with you, you know.
Right.
But,
right.
you know, sometimes that's not always a good thing on my side because I try to tend to see the good in people. And
yes.
sometimes I have a hard time really accepting that, you know what, this just really was not a good thing.
Yep.
So y'all laughing at me or what?
No. Because you know what? I'm gonna be honest with you. We were talking about this today, right, Blaze?
Yes, ma'am.
We were talking about this today, lady.
Hmm.
Isn't that something?
Well, you know what? It's almost like, you know, when Hugh called into the show the first half of the show. You know, he was like, you know, this was a topic that was really important to him.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so, and he had never listened to the show before.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
that
so it was amazing. But I think that I think it's a good subject. And
yes.
I think that it's an important subject to touch on, especially when people have questions about it.
Right.
You know, and I think that no matter what type of connection or relationship is, a lot of things can overlap and really make sense. Like, for instance, if it's a business connection that you have with somebody, well, but if you were kind of talking on personal things, if you pay attention to some of the wording and what's discussed, it could still make sense when it comes to the business stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. You know, there still can be a relevance to it that makes sense. And so, I don't know. I think that, you know, I think that we just need to be a little bit, you know, more discerning and turning things over to
That's
God.
That's the magic
and,
word right there, discerning.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the word right there.
Because
you have to
I think
turn it over to Him. Turn it over to God.
Yeah.
But we
because
also, I'm sorry.
No. Go ahead, honey.
we have to turn it over to God, but we have to be watchful.
Mm-hmm.
You know, watch as well as pray.
Yeah.
You know, we have to be watchful so that we can be discerning, so that we can, you know, when we hear it. Now, some people are very cool and very smooth. Maybe sort of hard to find that little wrinkle, you know. But if it's there, if we stay prayerful and keep our trust and faith in Him, knowing that He's in control of all, sooner or later it's going to show.
Mm-hmm. Another thing that I want to say, and you know, it's time to close out the show. But the other thing is that because, for instance, with the three of us on the line right now, I know that we all have a faith base, you know, and we all believe, you know, in God and prayer and meditation and all of that.
Right.
And I think for me, again, when, you know, because I have a faith base, because I do believe in the power of prayer, when there are disappointing things that happened
mm-hmm.
to me,
mm-hmm.
because of my faith, I don't take it as hard as,
right.
you know. Does that make sense?
It makes sense. And it saves you from heart attacks and all that.
I mean, because, you know, it doesn't mean that it doesn't hurt.
Right.
It doesn't mean
it.
That you're not
yeah.
disappointed. But for some reason, especially now at this point in my life, I'm a little bit more accepting that something goes bad, you know, and not like, you know, going into a depression or, you know, whatever direction that I could go in a negative way. You know, it's
right.
like, okay, now God just help me get through this, you know,
mm-hmm.
type thing or whatever. So good conversation. I'm glad that,
yeah.
you know, even though you missed the majority of the show, Miss Eleanor.
I know. I'm sorry. I had my intentions were to be here on time.
That's all right. We still love you.
And I walked right into the conversation. I said, oh, my goodness, I miss it. Oh.
But, you know, I mean, you brought, you know, a lot of value to, you know, the end of the show, and so I appreciate you, you know, raising your
mm-hmm.
hand and participating, because I really have enjoyed today's show, and I love the music that I decided to choose to play and all of that, and, you know, I think this is just the beauty of the coffee house. You know, we can come together and chill for a while with each other and, you know, enjoy some music, enjoy great conversation and good company,
yeah.
and you know, learn and grow together. And so
yeah.
I just, you know, I love you women. I appreciate you. I'm so grateful to Hugh calling in earlier in the show.
Yes.
I'm definitely
yes.
going to go check him out and his websites. And once I find his websites, I'll definitely post those online. So, you know, this is what we do here at the Coffee House. We come together. We share. You know, we love each other. We support each other. We play great, great music. It's all about supporting underground independent artists and shining the light on some great, great talents. And, you know, we meet here every Saturday at 5 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So join us next week. Help spread the word. You know, you might even decide to call in and chop it up with us. I would love to hear from you. So, ladies, thank you so much for calling in and participating in the show with me today. Blaze, what a great subject. Great subject.
Yes, I wish I could have been here earlier. Oh,
we got the archives. Don't worry about it.
You got the archives. Okay.
Yeah, you can listen to the archives and, you know, call in earlier next week, Miss Eleanor.
I get the hint. Oh, is that hint, hint?
So I'm going to close out today's show with a piece by my dear, dear friend. And this is something I'm going to try to do every show that I do. This is a piece by my dear friend, Patrick Domino. And I'm going to play Circle of Circumstance. Good night. God bless all of you. And thank you for tuning in to Flava News Radio.